This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 225 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name is Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com. A blog, podcast, a job board, an event, a series of ebooks, and soon to be a course designed to help you to start an amazing blog, to create fantastic content for it that will change your readers' lives and to build some profit around your blog. You can learn more about what we do over at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's episode, episode 225, we're continuing our series of blogger stories. This started back in episode 221, so if this is your first one in this series, you might want to go back and listen to that one. I explained the series a little bit in more detail, but basically we're giving bloggers who are listeners of this podcast a chance to share their story and some tips that they have. And this is all part of our Start a Blog Challenge. We really want this series to inspire as many people as possible to start new blogs. And we're going to launch a course at the end of this series, second week of January, to help you do that. It's a short course, which will walk you through some of the technicalities of starting a blog, but also help you to think about how to build a profitable blog and get some of those foundations in place before you start. So if you are thinking of starting a new blog, or you know someone who you think would be a great blogger, send them over to ProBlogger.com/start-a-blog, and you can sign up there to be notified when that course goes live. Now, in today's episode, I've got another Aussie blogger, and this is Nina from Australia, and she's one of the attendees from our recent events in Australia. She came to our mastermind day, and I really enjoyed getting to hear a little bit of her story there. And I wanted to include this story today. It's very short, it's very simple, because I think it illustrates another model of building an income around your blog, which we don't talk about enough. I'm going to leave it at that. But Nina is a nutritionist and she's using her blog to, I guess, help her to build her profile and find some work. So I'm going to hand it over to Nina. It's a very short episode. And then I'm going to come back at the end and just make a few comments and give you a few thoughts on what Nina says. You can get the show notes today and find Nina's blog, whatsforeats.com.au. You can find the link to that and a full transcript over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/225.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi there, my name's Nina and my blog is called What's for Eats. You can find it at whatsforeats.com.au. I started What's for Eats back in 2010 after I had graduated from a graduate diploma in human nutrition and I was really struggling to find work. I mean, here I was, a freshly minted nutritionist with all of this new knowledge to share and nowhere to share it. Blogging seemed like the perfect opportunity to practice my health writing and spread, and I cringe to say this now, messages about quote-unquote healthy eating. When looking back at what I did in starting my blog, I'm most grateful for just starting and putting my stuff out there. I do have perfectionistic tendencies, and I think I was lucky to start blogging at a time when there wasn't that explosion of health-related blogs like there is now to give me that comparison paralysis. If I look back on the past 7 or so years that I have been blogging, I don't think there's anything I wish I'd never ever done. Everything I have done has been a learning experience to get me to where I am today. Without trying things to see that they didn't work for me, I wouldn't have been able to really hone in on my audience and my vision and my values. I mean, of course, looking back, it would have been great if I had have started my email list sooner or been an early adopter of using Facebook for my business or using Instagram or getting on video. I think I have to acknowledge that me going back to university to train to become a dietitian, changing careers and now working for myself has been partly due to my blog. I had an established online presence when I applied to study dietetics and I think that didn't go unnoticed by the selection committee at the university I attended. That online presence also opened a lot of doors for me once I was qualified. It was a very different story when I started looking for work as a new dietitian with an online presence compared to back in 2010 when I started my blog and I was a new nutritionist without a blog or any social media accounts. And I always thought I could only make money from my blog if I was selling e-products or doing sponsored posts and things like that. But after attending ProBlogger Evolve this year, I realized that my blog has been probably the biggest contributing factor in me generating a lot of my income as a dietitian. By having a place online to essentially sell myself and my skills, I've been approached to do work on a variety of interesting projects. I branched out into food photography, and I found my niche area online that I love. Essentially, success for me hasn't been about page views or email subscribers. It's been the ability to move out of the Monday to Friday 9 to 5 and work for myself, build working relationships with people I want to work with, and work in an area that challenges and energizes me every day. If I'm having to think about my number one tip for new bloggers, I mean, I understand the value in finding a niche and identifying your ideal client or audience before you start blogging. And there's also a lot of value in doing lots of planning around the structure and the look of your blog and getting content ready before you go live, all of those things. Basically being prepared and ready to go with some direction. But I think my tip for new bloggers is if you really want to blog, just do it. You can waste a lot of time in this planning and preparation stage trying to get everything just right and never end up getting to the actual blogging part of it. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I'm where I am today by just doing stuff and working things out and tweaking things as I went along. It took me a couple of years to really find my niche and my ideal audience. And while I'm not a mega online success, I found my people and my people have found me online. And that's what's making being online and blogging just that much more satisfying. If I did all of the things that we're supposed to do before starting a blog, I reckon I would still be here 7 years later waiting to start.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
That was Nina Mills from whatsforeats.com.au. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Nina. Great to hear from you. Now, I did want to share Nina's story today for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because she's blogging with a model which I guess we used to talk about a lot in the early days of ProBlogger, but we don't talk about quite so much these days. She's blogging, I guess, essentially to build an income indirectly. She's using her blog to build her profile, which is opening doors for her to firstly get into a university, sort of her studies, but secondly to find work. And you heard her during that little story where she said that she used to think that you could only build money by selling ebooks and selling something on your blog, but essentially what Nina's discovered is that her blog is enabling her to sell herself and her own services. And this is something that I think more and more people who are in business, whether they are freelancers, whether they're coaches, whether they are in the health practitioners, or whether they are in legal practitioners, whatever it is really, if you've got a service to sell or if you've got a business of your own, I think that is a really great reason to start a blog. And to monetize it with advertisers and with ebooks and courses and all of those types of things may actually be distracting your readers from the number one income stream that could potentially be coming from your blog, and that is the income stream of you and being able to sell yourself in some way. And so I wanted to include this story today because I know a lot of listeners of the podcast and readers of ProBlogger do have, I guess, brick and mortar businesses or businesses where they sell themselves in some way, and yet they're trying to monetize through selling advertising or creating ebooks and that type of thing to sell. So there is another way. Maybe your blog actually is better monetized by selling yourself in some way, or a combination of selling yourself and other products as well. The other thing I loved about Nina's advice is it echoes, I guess, something that I've been saying for a long time now. You can spend a lot of time getting your blog ready to launch but never actually launch it. If you do all the things and you do all the things to try and get it perfect before it launches, the chances are that some of us will never ever launch our blogs. And you heard Nina talk about having perfectionist tendencies there. That's something I know many of us can relate to. I, for one, am glad that I started my first blogs rather impulsively. I didn't allow my own perfectionism to get in the way of starting my blog, because I too think I would probably be still thinking about starting a blog if I had allowed my perfectionism to get in the way. So if you are a perfectionist, I want to encourage you to sign up for our starter blog course, but I also want to encourage you to find an accountability partner and to commit to them that you are going to launch your blog by a certain period of time, maybe a week or two after you start the course. We do not want our course to get in the way of you starting that blog, but we do want our course to help you along that journey. Do the work to be prepared. Do the work before you launch as much as possible. But launch. You've got to launch that thing. You've got to resist that temptation to waste so much time getting it perfect and never actually getting to blogging itself. If you are thinking of starting a blog, please head over to problogger.com/start-a-blog. We want to see as many blogs as possible started in the month of January, early February of 2018, and that's why we are creating this free starter blog course. So if you know some bloggers, or if you've been talking to a group of people, perhaps a group of nutritionists that you're a part of, or perhaps it's a group of legal practitioners or other people within your niche, and you want to start blogs together, now's the time to do it. Get a group together and sign up to start a blog course, and we'll kick that off in the second week of January. Thanks so much for listening. This is the fifth episode in this little series. We've had a range of bloggers now, a nutritionist today, we've had a DIY blogger, we've had finance bloggers, we've had tech bloggers, a variety of bloggers there already. That's five in total that we've done so far, but we have another seven to come. We are going to take a little break for Christmas now. So this is the last episode before Christmas and before the New Year. So I did want to pause at this point and just wish you all a happy holidays, a happy time of celebration if you are celebrating. I really hope that it is a happy time, a peaceful time, and a time where you are able to find some rest, but also some inspiration for the year ahead. And I really look forward to being a part of your 2018. This podcast will be back on the 1st of January. So we will be getting back into this series on the 1st of January, and that week we'll be doing another five blogger stories, and then the following week we'll do two more before we launch the Starter Blog course. So do watch out for our episodes in iTunes or your podcast listener. Of course, there's plenty of other episodes back in the archives as well if you do want to keep working in this time that we're having a little bit of a break. We're at episode 225 today, so there's a lot in the archives there. It's all still in iTunes. I think once we get up to episode 300, they'll start disappearing because you can't have more than 300, but you've got some time to dig into those early episodes now before they do disappear. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great end of year, and I'll talk to you in 2018.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.